Ah, McColgan, my good friend. Now look, I've just listened to you going on and explaining all the difficulties that you are likely to have if you if Audioboo goes to the trouble of introducing an easier way of leaving comments to people after their Audioboos. I've just listened to it all and my heart bleeds for you, really. I think it's really important that whatever happens, whatever is done in the future, is that you are given the ability to turn off this new feature, so to carry on as if it doesn't exist. So I think kind of the main thing that I make sense from is that it would be very important to make sure that there is what I will in future call the McColgan button, which is the button that enables the new feature of audio commenting to be disabled. Because after I heard you, to just give you an idea of the impression you made on me, to get your knickers in a twist about all the different types of commenting and how it might lead to this and that, I felt for you so much that I had a strong impulse to interrupt your Audioboo and leave a comment to say, look, Mac, it's all right, it's okay, you don't have to do it, you know, you really don't have to do it. You can have it the way it used to be. And please don't get yourself bothered by this. Meanwhile, you know, some others might value the facility. And Mac, there's a second point really here. And just to clarify, I think there's several different things involved in a comment. One is a kind of judgmental, well, a piece of feedback which judges the person's contribution on the audio to be great, you know, like, oh, I love those birds, or I agree with you about this, or, now that's kind of immediate, the kind of stuff you might do in a face-to-face conversation. So there would be interesting to see how that would work in terms of, an individual puts up an Audioboo and then gets, you know, half a dozen or maybe as many as 20 little audio comments in their comment stream, and how that would work. I think it would be particularly interesting if that happened. It would be particularly interesting if you could actually automatically run through all of the comments in one listen, so that you didn't have to. So you could call up your own Audioboo in some form or other on the mobile device, and you could listen to all the comments that had been made. Certainly, if the comments were all going to be only available by going onto the website to get at them, I think that's just too difficult. Would be too difficult for me anyway. I mean, it'd be okay. I would, you know, 3 months later, let's listen to all the comments that people put up about a particular piece of audio. I mean, it certainly would be very time consuming. The other point is, though, that what if, for example, let's just say Bernie Goldback puts up an Audioboo about something, doesn't really matter what, and I don't so much want to, or you don't so much want to comment in that kind of judgmental way. And I'm neutral use of the word judgmental, by the way, but in that kind of judgmental way, as to pick up the theme and develop it further. So in addition to what Bernie had to say, you know, X, Y, Z, or, you know, listening to what you had to say, Bernie, about this, that, and the other, this is what I think, you know, and, or even, you know, to actually, it's not so much, you know, comment specifically about the content that has already gone up, but add new content to it. Now, here I am putting up a piece of content or a piece of audio in reply, Mac, to your Audioboo. But it'll go up in a separate place, and the two, in order to link the two together so that we have a real kind of as good an approximation to dialogue as is possible to have on Audioboo as opposed to on Skype. But what'll we do? I mean, I have to put a link to your Audioboo on mine, and you have to do the same with mine, and, you know, that's sort of clumsy in the era of the software development that's taken place so far. How it's possible to do it, I think. So there we are. I think, so what am I really saying, Mac, in reply to you? One is we must have a McColgan button, which is a revert to the previous system button. And I've actually come across a number of people saying things like, I want the earlier version of Audioboo because I don't like this. So the McColgan button for me is the, you know, I don't want to have the new feature button. So I'm going to call that in future. But the second thing is really about the different kind of options that there are. Oh, yeah. And the final point in relation to the different options is that It never crossed my mind, I must say, truthfully, to think of the commenting function that I was in so much in favor of as being time-specific within the audio. So the minute somebody says, you know, I don't like Scotch eggs, you know, I say, that's a terribly prejudiced remark about the Scottish. I think that their eggs are as good as anybody else's. You know, putting that in at that particular point in time. No, I always thought of it as at the end, you know, and I have to say that, you know, I don't know what I would do. I think I like the flexibility. I'd like there to be possible to comment at a particular point, thereby perhaps indicating to the person who's put up the audio boo that, you know, at 12 minutes into your audio, I left a, you know, I'm commenting on something 12 minutes into your audio. Personally, I would, if I had to make a choice, I'd say, well, look, at least start with giving us at the end of the audio boo, after I've listened to the person, let me click a button that says, you know, leaves a comment back to you, Mac, but also lets other people hear it who want to. We're not talking about a direct message here. Okay, that's it. That's all. And of course, as you rightly predicted, Mac, I have not listened to anybody else's audio boo on my way home. The only person I've listened to is you. So, I mean, I suppose, you know, my defense of that would be that it would be quality over quantity. But anyway, who's to judge whether anything is quality except the eye of the beholder? Okay, bye.